This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful explosion apparently caused by natural gas leak killed at least 18 people, including a pregnant woman and child, and injured dozens Friday when it blew up away an outer wall or outer walls from a luxury hotel in the heart of Cuba's capital. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited the site on Friday and tweeted afterward that the blast was an accident, not, in his words, a bomb or an attack. Dozens of people were hospitalized after the blast, including some children. Díaz-Canel said families in buildings near the hotel affected by the explosion had been transferred to safer locations. Cuban State TV reported that the blast was caused by a truck that had been supplying natural gas to the hotel. It did not provide details on how the gas ignited. Cuba's national health minister said the number of injured could rise as the search continues for people who may be trapped in the rubble of the 19th century building. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The count of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 is now nearing 1 million people. And there is a wealth of data making clear which groups have been hit the hardest. More than 700,000 people 65 and older died. Men died at higher rates than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall. Yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, considering the younger average age of minority communities. Racial gaps narrow between surges, then widen again with each new wave. Most deaths happen in urban counties, but rural areas paid a high price at times as well.